Now look at part two. For each question, choose the correct answer. Eight. You will hear two friends talking about a presentation they attended.
That was a great presentation. I'm really glad we went.
Me too. I never knew learning about local history could be so entertaining.
No. Most people who give presentations just show you the pictures and tell you what's in them. So even with photos as good as the one she had, it can end up being quite boring. I'm glad she didn't do that.
Me too.
I thought the way she told a personal story connected to each picture and asked people who were there for their thoughts about them really helped to involve the audience too.
It certainly did.
Now listen again.
That was a great presentation. I'm really glad we went.
Me too. I never knew learning about local history could be so entertaining.
No. Most people who give presentations just show you the pictures and tell you what's in them. So even with photos as good as the one she had, it can end up being quite boring. I'm glad she didn't do that.
Me too.
I thought the way she told a personal story connected to each picture and asked people who were there for their thoughts about them really helped to involve the audience too.
It certainly did.
Nine. You will hear a man telling his friend about a play he performed in.
How was the play?
Okay, although I made an embarrassing mistake.
Don't tell me you couldn't remember some of your lines.
Another actor had to be reminded a few times, but I was okay. I needed to change my clothes for different scenes, though, and forgot to do it on one occasion. It meant I wore a policeman's uniform in a scene where I was getting into bed.
I bet the audience just laughed, didn't they?
Yes. Probably more than at the scene that's actually meant to be funny, where I end up on the floor because I don't notice some stairs.
Now listen again.
How was the play?
Okay, although I made an embarrassing mistake.
Don't tell me you couldn't remember some of your lines.
Another actor had to be reminded a few times, but I was okay. I needed to change my clothes for different scenes, though, and forgot to do it on one occasion. It meant I wore a policeman's uniform in a scene where I was getting into bed.
I bet the audience just laughed, didn't they?
Yes, probably more than at the scene that's actually meant to be funny, where I end up on the floor because I don't notice some stairs.
Ten. You will hear two friends talking about a new supermarket.
That new supermarket's pretty good.
Yes, it has everything you could possibly need, even oil for your car.
It certainly has plenty of stuff, but lots of types of the same thing. They have 50 different kinds of coffee, but then I couldn't find any pizzas. It cost half as much as my shopping usually does, though.
I bought much more than usual, but it was the same as I normally pay. The sales assistants all said hello, too.
The man I asked for help seemed to be having a bad day, but we all have those, I guess.
Now listen again.
That new supermarket's pretty good.
Yes, it has everything you could possibly need, even oil for your car.
It certainly has plenty of stuff, but lots of types of the same thing. They have 50 different kinds of coffee, but then I couldn't find any pizzas. It cost half as much as my shopping usually does, though.
I bought much more than usual, but it was the same as I normally pay. The sales assistants all said hello too.
The man I asked for help seemed to be having a bad day, but we all have those, I guess.
Eleven. You will hear two friends talking about language courses.
Are you still learning Spanish?
I am, although I've changed from doing it at college to studying online.
How's that going?
It's okay, actually. It's such a good idea for anyone like me who doesn't have much time because they're in full-time employment. I thought that learning online would be much less fun than studying at college. It is a bit, but I was always so tired when I went to evening classes.
Isn't it hard to practice speaking, though?
The website I use can actually correct your pronunciation, so it's almost as good as having a teacher.
Now listen again.
Are you still learning Spanish?
I am, although I've changed from doing it at college to studying online.
How's that going?
It's okay, actually. It's such a good idea for anyone like me who doesn't have much time because they're in full-time employment. I thought that learning online would be much less fun than studying at college. It is a bit, but I was always so tired when I went to evening classes.
Isn't it hard to practice speaking, though?
The website I use can actually correct your pronunciation, so it's almost as good as having a teacher.
Twelve. You will hear two friends talking about a problem at work.
Are you okay?
Not really. I'm having trouble doing all the work my boss keeps giving me. I don't have enough time. Maybe I should take some time off and go away somewhere for a couple of weeks.
But the problem will still be there when you come back. You like the job generally, don't you?
I suppose so.
So going away probably won't help, and trying to find work with another company won't either. Your boss probably hasn't even noticed that you're finding it hard, and never will if you don't say anything.
I guess you're right.
Now listen again.
Are you okay?
Not really. I'm having trouble doing all the work my boss keeps giving me. I don't have enough time. Maybe I should take some time off and go away somewhere for a couple of weeks.
But the problem will still be there when you come back. You like the job generally, don't you?
I suppose so.
So going away probably won't help, and trying to find work with another company won't either. Your boss probably hasn't even noticed that you're finding it hard, and never will if you don't say anything.
I guess you're right.
Thirteen. You will hear two friends talking about a party.
You know that party I was planning?
Yes, it's such a shame I'm going to be away.
Well, I've had to choose a different date, so you might be able to come after all. It's going to be on the 14th of May. Are you free then?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check my diary.
I really hope you can. But whether you're able to or not, do you think you could organise the music for it? I know you've got loads of great music and how much you love doing things like that.
Yes, it'd be a pleasure.
Now listen again.
You know that party I was planning?
Yes, it's such a shame I'm going to be away.
Well, I've had to choose a different date, so you might be able to come after all. It's going to be on the 14th of May. Are you free then?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check my diary.
I really hope you can. But whether you're able to or not, do you think you could organise the music for it? I know you've got loads of great music and how much you love doing things like that.
Yes, it'd be a pleasure.
That is the end of part 2.